Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's KSRM's Adriana Hernandez-Santana.
Electronic recycling is critical in ensuring that toxic elements and materials stay out of environmental areas or do not end up in just your everyday garbage can. That's why the Central Peninsula Landfill in Soldotna is hosting its yearly electronics recycling event this Saturday from April 27th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. For individuals living in Homer, the city will also host the event at Spinard's Builders from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And for those living in Seward, it will be at the Seward Transfer Facility from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. According to Stephen Ford, a representative for Regroup, a wide variety of electronics, such as computers, vacuums, and even Christmas lights, will be accepted. And the best part is that volunteers will even help you remove your items from your vehicle.
It's just to pull up at the landfill. They'll direct you around to the building on the right, and you can drive right in, and we'll unload the car for you.
While this event only happens once a year, Ford says that it's common for them to receive anywhere from 6 to 8 tons worth of electronics. Because Cook Inlet Keep underfunds the event, they are able to absorb much of the cost. Although this group can absorb the costs, it still asks that individuals donate $15 per TV or monitor given to the landfill.
Those are expensive items to recycle, but we're trying to keep that kind of thing out of the landfill. There's some toxic elements in those.
To volunteer or schedule an appointment for a business, school, tribe, nonprofit, or governmental agency, be sure to visit this story at RadioKenai.com to find the contact information for Regroup. Teachers across the Kenai Peninsula protested poor education funding with a walk-in. For the report, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
All across the peninsula on Wednesday morning, teachers, administrators, volunteers, parents, and students stood together in protest of poor education funding by staging a walk-in demonstration. A walk-out movement began in early April when students in Juneau left class in a coordinated move and marched all the way to the Capitol building. According to KPEA President LaDon Druce, the walk-ins were similarly motivated but sought not to disrupt schools while in session.
We came up with the walk-in idea. It's less disruptive to schools and their schedules. We did not want to impact parents negatively on any sort of transportation type issues. And we do want it to be positive.
The walk-ins, like the walk-outs, are in protest of Governor Mike Dunleavy's veto of Senate Bill 140, a historic bill that was passed by the House and Senate in February and included a $680 increase to the base student allocation. That's money the state gives school districts per student. On Monday, April 15th, the Board of Education for the KPBSD passed a budget that accounts for the district's $13.7 million budget deficit coming in fiscal year 2025. The new budget increases the peer-to-teacher ratio by one in most classrooms and comes with large cuts across the borough, like eliminating school pools and theaters.
I don't think I have honestly seen it this bad,
said Druce, who's been an educator on the peninsula for over 30 years. The current legislative session is slated to end in about 3 weeks on May 14th. As of yet, no permanent or temporary education funding has officially been passed. Find out more by visiting this story at RadioKenai.com. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
The Soldotna City Library is known for many things. It's a place to gather, host conferences, and believe it or not, find a good book. But would you believe it if you discovered that this community resource has only been open for a decade? That's right, the Soldotna Public Library has officially reached its 10th anniversary. So what better way to celebrate this event than with an anniversary party? Coming up, we'll take a look at your top news headlines from Friday.